I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
I didn't have a lot of female girlfriends growing up. I had more guy friends. There weren't a lot of girls in the neighborhood I was in. And so, you know, I was always, and I found honestly women's relationships were somewhat challenging. And so then I became a mother, and all of a sudden I'm like, I need women in my life. Because I need to know that I'm not crazy, or what my kids are doing is normal, or what to do in this situation. So yes, I think we have all been there.
Why is it so important for moms to have relationships with other moms?
Well, you know, I think that we have to realize that, like you said, we're not meant to do this alone. And it is too big. It's too big. It's too long term for us to try to do this without support. And so I think that there are also a lot of benefits, and we talk about some of those benefits in Better Together, the benefit of connecting with other moms, just simply knowing you are not alone. Mm. That is powerful. We all need Me Too moments. And so that is a huge part of why friendship is important. There's a sense of belonging. Just knowing that somebody cares about me, they think of me every once in a while, I think that's really important. We all need relationships that we can give and receive in. And, you know, most of us don't struggle with the giving nearly as much as we struggle with the receiving. And we can dig into that a little bit as we talk today. But I think it's important for us to realize that a healthy friendship is a dance between both giving and receiving. Moms need a sounding board. And quite frankly, husbands make terrible girlfriends. And so you need that girlfriend that understands why you're mortified that you just found your first chin hair. You know, you need that mom that understands what you felt like when you walked in and your baby had taken off their diaper and you had a mess to clean up. So we need that from each other. And then we need wisdom and experience from others. You know, moms that are in the trenches in the same season we're in, but sometimes we need moms that are a little bit ahead of us, you know, where they can be, you know, I remember reassuring one young mom, her child was having a terrible time potty training. And I had one child that had a terrible time potty training. And I said to her, you know, in the midst of her frustration, I said, you know, just back off a little bit, just relax in it. I promise you, mine that just had trouble, you know, that also had trouble potty training, she just walked down the aisle in her wedding dress, and I promise you she was not wearing diapers. So we need that perspective from others who have gone before us.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.